Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on, what are we, Monday the 30th of December. 2 days to go. Right, what a game. The old 40, I'm full of cold, sorry. The old jocks, see, the old jocks have given me their germs up there. The old 49ers, what a finish that was. I watched the game in, I know a lot of you don't like NFL, but it is a fantastic game to watch when it's exciting. And I was sitting there all breezy. Thought this is just going to be a breeze as we raced into a lead, kept the lead, and then with seconds to go, Seattle had a chance to win the game and the ball just didn't cross the line. Using their VAR-like system, they proved it. And the 49ers march on. First seeds, that makes about a, on my sheets, about a 40% difference in our chance of reaching the Super Bowl compared to not reaching it. So, yeah, fantastic. And I will have a full schedule of bets for the playoffs. And hopefully we can make some money through that off-season little period between now and the end of January. The old VAR discussion rages on, doesn't it? I love it. I absolutely love it. I appreciate I'm in the minority. I like being in the minority. It's how you make money trading, being in the minority. As of yet, though, nobody has, other than saying they don't like it and it's sucking the life out of it, this, that and the other, no one's actually come up with any facts about it. There is no such thing as clear and obvious in offside. It's offside, it's offside. My main argument is every goal is treated the same. That's what I like. It's nothing to do with millimetres or every goal is treated the same. So people saying, oh, they can't determine when the ball is kicked exactly because of the frame rate. It's 50 frames a second. It's the same for every match. All the pitches were calibrated before the season. They measured the camber, 3D images, everything. So the system in place is exactly the same, whoever is playing. And that's what I like. They might be moving in between that 50. Yes, but what we're not hearing, it's all very well to say there's been 10 goals disallowed, 20 goals disallowed, 30. We're not hearing other ones where the players move back onside because all they say is goal. We don't know how many have been looked at, marginal, and it's been onside. So it's been ruled where it may well have been to say it wouldn't have been given. We don't know what linesmen do. I've put two instances up of where linesmen have made absolute howlers. You know, you can't have a clear and obvious because there's no such thing. You're offside or you're not. What do you say? Okay, we're going to do it if the linesman's a yard wrong. When does he put his flag up? When's a yard wrong? We're still going to need lines on the pitch to determine when a yard. It would still take time. I admit it's not perfect VAR. I think they've made an absolute mess with the subjective side of it. But if we're going to use it for offside, I think the way they're using it is the only way. It's got to be precise and exact. If you want to ditch it for offside, that's fine. I've got no issue with that opinion. That's all it is. In my opinion, I prefer it than some of the decisions we've seen, two of which I've posted on Twitter, the Liverpool goal. Jan Vertonghen being onside in his own half. I mean, he's not even crossed the line. And I was at that game, and the linesman can't see Naffel. Stuff like that drives me mad. Arsenal fans should be furious. We finished 1 point above Arsenal. The goal we scored at Wembley in the 1-1 draw last season was offside. 4 Spurs players offside. Not one, 4 offside. And we finished 1 point above them in the league for Champions League football. I don't think that's right. I'm a Spurs fan. I don't think that was right, what we were working with. But I love the fact. It's the fact that people get so out of their prem, but we live in a sort of recency bias where people frame it only on what they're seeing right now. And definitely a sort of bias towards your argument. Oh, I'll take all the facts that suit my argument and ignore everybody else's and know what actually happens. You tell me how many times a player has moved in those frame rates onside from offside. Nobody can tell me, but they want to go, oh, yeah, but look, as if every single time that happens, the player moves offside. Every single time. So that's the only way it works. It only works one way. Don't be so ridiculous. If you're going to put facts up, let's have some proper facts, not facts that suit your opinions. I love it. Let's keep it going, the old VAR argument. Let's have a few more next week. If you're offside, you're offside. There can't be any arguments. There's no clear and obvious. Clear and obvious is for, let's say, the ref sees Harry Kane get fouled and they look at it and say, actually, he wasn't touched, he was dived. You have made a clear and obvious error because you tell him, that's what they do. They stop and say to the referee, what did you see? And he says, this is what I say. And they say, no, you've messed that up. For offside, it's not. It's Is he offside? Isn't he? Every single goal that's been scored is checked. People saying it affects goals. As it stands, and we're halfway through the season in the Premier League, it isn't affecting goals at the minute. The goals aren't down this year compared to other years. It's almost exactly bang on with last season. So it's not, you know, we're not talking about stuff, we're inventing stuff that doesn't exist. It's well up on the 17-18 season. It's well up, I believe, on the 16, yeah, same on the 16-17. So we're not seeing a situation where it is. Come the end, if we were, I don't know, 0.25 average goals down, then you say, well, hang on a minute, it must be down to that. But we're not at that situation. So, yeah, I love it. Bring it on. Right, obviously we're into the throes of the New Year's celebrations and New Year football. There is one match tonight, Derby versus Charlton, ripe for a first half goal this one. So how I would play it is 20 minutes in, get involved in a first half goal. Some of you, I had a message yesterday, some are backing it from the outset. That's fine, you will make money over time, but obviously it's shorter odds. I just wait, nothing to do with changes in value, I just wait for a better price. So you're more than welcome to play these how you like. But Derby versus Charlton, first half goal. For me, 20 minutes in, drip laying under 0.5 first half goals is the way I do them over sort of 20 to 35 minutes. So that is that. Horses, I've got a few short ones for you. 4 o'clock at Taunton, Lightly Sweeze. 1:30 at Haydock, Ebony Jewel. And 3:10 at Haydock, Nestorenko. So there's three horses for you. As I say, keep saying, next week when we get into the pod, I'm going to structure it better. I'm going to do some content stories. Bets will always go at the end rather than my waffling. So if you want the bets, you can either just fast forward to the end or you can listen to my waffle right through it. Right, that's it. I've got to go birthday shopping because it's the good lady's birthday on January the 1st. There will be a full ultimate process run tomorrow morning because obviously we've got football on New Year's Day, so I need that game to finish tonight and then I will get on that and get all that squared away, including that double Wolves and Man City game, getting all those in the database. So that will all be up tomorrow morning. Have a lovely Monday. I know some of you are probably back at work. If you're not, then enjoy your time off. And I will be back with you tomorrow. And then it's New Year and some more VAR controversy. Beautiful. All right, guys, have a lovely day.